Yes! What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. Apparently manned by only one person, me. Welcome to the live show. My name is DJ Speedy Jr. Thank you for hanging out with me here. Oh, you want to use my legal name is Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, whatever you like to use, whatever makes you feel comfortable when you address me, okay? Welcome to the live show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to talk about everything that's happening in geekdom in no particular order. You see, I got my my Gotham City background up. You already know what we're talking about today, fam. It is going down. Oh, yes. Shout out to everyone checking in. Thank you so much. Hey, how are you doing? How are you doing? Thank you so much for hanging out with me here on the live stream. And like I said, the news, what we're here to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, is the Batgirl cancellation. First off, shout out to my good friend, Mr. Tarek Lewis. How you doing, sir?
Hope you can hear me.
Are you? No, you're still kind of choppy, brother.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not working. It doesn't like your phone. I don't know why. Yeah. Why don't you old school call me on my phone number and I'll put you on speakerphone. Yeah. Yeah. Old school call me. Yeah. Since we're here in the live show, we're going to get Tarek via telephone. I'm going to leave him. We'll see. All right, shout out to everyone coming in right now to the live stream. My name is Speedy Jr. You're watching Geek Culture Congress as I'm losing my voice. As you can tell, we do this live, ladies and gentlemen, live and direct. And today we're talking about this, man. Batgirl. Canceled, ladies and gentlemen. Batgirl's canceled and Tarek has to connect by phone. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Trying to get my mind around this Batgirl cancellation. What the heck is going on in DC, man?
I actually like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they're retooling.
Yeah?
And I think it's a good idea.
I think it's good. I wish they would have, maybe they should have pulled the plug on it faster, you know, I don't know. Or maybe it was just too far along before they finally took over to finally pull the plug on it. You as an actor, I mean, when you put, you know, some time, in a project and man, you even go on location and you're doing the physical work, all the acting, all the emotion, all that stuff, and just to find out that your project got canceled after you've wrapped up principal photography, it's in freaking post production already. What does that do to for everyone who was working on that project?
Well, they still got paid.
Oh yeah.
So I guess the exposure thing is an issue, but yeah. I did read that they are promising the directors or they're talking to the directors and the star about other projects on HBO.
Hmm. Yeah, I did see that. I said that they made a public statement saying, that they are considering.
So they're not, abandoning this thing.
Right.
And I think what people have to remember is that HBO is owned by Warner Brothers, AOL, all that. It's a corporation. Mm-hmm. So they can write off $90 million. And be like, we'll write it off as a loss. It'll be a tax.
Right. Right.
Tax break, and it's not a big deal. I do feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
And all the work they put in, hopefully what they got was financially was good. The girl who was playing Batgirl, she is losing out on a lot of exposure. But I think she was also in The Heights. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah, she was in The Heights. She's a great singer, Latina singer, Leslie Grace. I kind of feel bad for her, man. She seemed like she was really gung-ho for the role, and, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes you can be in a bad movie and then ruin your career.
Yeah, yeah, she might have dodged a bullet.
Yeah, so I'm not saying it was going to be bad, but there's no guarantee it was going to be really good. And I think, it, like, from what they're saying, it's like, we just didn't know where to put it. Whether it's going to be big enough to make a feature film, like in the theater, or just for HBO Max. And even if it was HBO Max, it's big enough.
Right.
I think that's a true honest question for Batgirl. Is Batgirl big enough?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even going to get, it wasn't a theatrical release. It was only going to come out on HBO Max. And we also got some news about HBO Max. I mean, HBO Max is going to be, according to David Zasloff. Is that how we say his name? Zasloff?
No. I think so, yeah.
I thought we were going to have to add it to my hit list of names that I ruined here on the show.
I agree with you on this one.
Oh, man. But yeah, of course, anyway, everybody should know now, Warner Brothers is now Warner Brothers Discovery, or WBD for short, all right? And Zasloff is now the head honcho running everything, and he's the one who gave the big axe on the Batgirl movie project. And also, they've canceled a bunch of stuff, apparently. I guess there was a show that Kevin Smith was helping to write on an episode or two or something like that that was actually axed too. As well, DC project. We haven't heard anything else from other stuff that was in the works. The Wonder Twins thing, that's gone. That's
Gotham Knights is gone, I believe.
Is Gotham Knights gone too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that Knights is out of there.
Yeah. I think it's
I think the retool is appropriate, man. I know a lot of people aren't gonna like it. But, you know, because things were slated that some people were getting excited for.
Right.
But I think that it's appropriate. They're streamlining. I think they're streamlining. Like, DC, Warner Brothers, whatever, was kind of like GM Motors. It's like, yo, why do y'all have Pontiacs?
Yeah. So literally, Zasloff, David Zasloff, I think that's how you say his name. He literally sat down, watched what was Batgirl. Took a sip from his tea and said, "Nah, fam, this is not coming out." Yeah, he probably did.
He uttered the word "fam."
He probably did. He said, "Nah, fam, saying it." Leslie, you're great, but no, we're not gonna do this.
The only thing that got canceled, you know.
No. No, so it's definitely a restructuring going on over there. And I hope they get it together. And, you know, we recently saw that Ben Affleck was brought on to do some photography for Aquaman 2. So I guess Batman was needed in the script. And they finally got him on set to do some stuff.
Yeah. I saw some BTS.
I'm
still curious what they're going to do with Mira, the character who plays Mira. Amber Heard. I'm still curious to see what they're going to do with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to like another phone or something to pull up the live stream so you can hear Michaela, because I got Michaela in the waiting room right now.
Oh, I cannot hear Michaela. Okay, let me
put up. There's no way for me to let you hear her the current way.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking over. I'm sorry, Michaela.
No, she's not. Let's see what's added. Michaela, how you doing, Michaela? Pulled out this depressing screenshot that I had here. What's going on? I see you're in the Adult Adventure Time den there.
I am. All the Funko Pops. Surrounded by them.
Yeah. So what's your take on the recent Batgirl cancellation and all these cancellations that have been rolling out of Warner Brothers Discovery and in the news cycle right now?
It's devastating, I think.
You were looking forward to the Batgirl movie?
I mean, I think I was looking forward to seeing what potentially it could be. I mean, it's not fair to, I think, the people who made the film that they just all of a sudden just get to-
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hold up. Just kidding. It's not happening. I just think Warner Brothers has the worst timing ever when these things happen.
Yeah. So such a late, a late audible pull to you know, shelf that movie. You know what I mean?
Yes. It was awful. They saved a bunch of money, I guess. Tax write-offs. Saved a lot of money, but.
And then, of course, what they're not going to spend now in the movie, you know, they got to spend on promoting something, you know, millions of dollars on promoting something. You know,
I guess
they don't have to spend that as well.
I guess what's also devastating is that on today, it's reported that he's working with DC on a project. And it's so sad because it's like, okay, all these other things that got canceled.
Yeah.
And now we're like, oh, they're making terms with other creators and stuff. It's like, that's not fair to the people who were already things.
But what was that? What was that news about him? What is he working on?
I don't know exactly what it is. I just know that it had been like reported that Idris Elba said he's working on a new project with DC.
Hmm. Interesting. So, but
from a guy who's from that is from Daniel and Rotten Tomatoes, so he's like, of course. So,
but wasn't Idris Elba in the newest Suicide Squad movie?
Yeah. So he might be doing something along with that. Or, you know, with DC, you never know if they're like redoing everything.
Right. So then the big question is, they can't, you end up canceled a bunch of stuff, a bunch of projects that were in the works. We even heard about the Kevin Smith little project he was working on, some new DC show. Mm-hmm. Like a pull axe too. What else? And the big question is, we got Ezra Miller wilding out in the streets and this Flash movie. That's what? How many millions of dollars it probably took to make this movie?
Wow. They just like doubled it or something recently.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, Ezra Miller, they just said that he was charged today. This is 49 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, I need to get some sound effects. I need to up the quality of the show. I need to get a soundboard going with some sound bites and sound effects. I'm going to work on that. Watch.
Charged with a felony burglary in Vermont.
Ah,
so add it to the list.
Vermont. First off, he was in Hawaii. Now he was in Vermont. This man is like, he's like becoming an international terrorist almost. he was in Greenland smacking people. Was it Greenland or Iceland? What was it? He was in Greenland or Iceland smacking people. Where was he? The first time he had some bad press about him. What was it?
I think he's the actual real Flash. He like is in one place, and he's like another.
Yeah, maybe he thinks he's the real Flash, or he's the anti-Flash, or the reverse Flash, or something. Derek, talk to me. Ezra Miller.
You're so low for a celebrity.
Why is he wilding out, man? What is going on, man? We need an intervention, quick.
One of his early roles was as a young kid who shoots up a school.
Really? What movie was that?
Yeah, we have to talk about Michael or something like that. And it's the first time I had ever seen him.
The first time I saw him.
He goes to a school and shoots kids up with arrows.
What?
and I think
heard of this.
I think getting cast in that probably not far off of his real personality.
You mean so, you think? So I know there's actors that do that method acting, you know, and they. What they call it, they kind of like hold on to that persona, they embody that role, and you know, it's sometimes it's hard for them to turn it off. You think it's you as an actor, Terry Crews? You think maybe Ezra Miller's like stuck in some mental block here, some method acting, or that man's just wilding out, or drugs are incredible?
No, I think it's a combination of things. I think drugs because you got something going on mentally, and I think you get somebody like that, money and opportunity, and freedom, and then tell them that like we're putting a franchise on your back. It starts to make them buckle a little bit.
Fair enough.
And I think that's what happened to Ezra Miller. Okay. Or really good drugs.
Oh, really good drugs. And so, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, Ezra Miller is charged with felony burglary in, where is it?
Vermont?
Wow. You can't even drive through Vermont on accident.
They can't have good prosecutors in Vermont. Bernie Sanders will get them off.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like you're traveling throughout the United States. It's like, well, we're passing through Vermont. Doesn't happen. You know?
Yeah.
You gotta go to Vermont with a purpose.
Committed a crime in like May, but still he got charged.
May, man.
He's like,
what else has this man done? What else has this man done? He probably got an FBI hunting him down. Who knows, man?
Wow. I don't know if FBI cares enough. Well, he's like, I don't know, all hearsay, I guess, but it's like cults. Like he's building cults in like other countries and like recruiting young children. It's like, I don't even know this man.
Well, ironically, it's Snyderverse is a cult.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to tell. I would like the Snyderverse to continue, but I'm being realistic. I don't think that original vision is gonna happen. I mean, this man's gonna make a brand new Star Wars over there in Netflix, you know. And I don't think that's happening, man. What do you think, Michaela? You think Snyderverse fans got a hope, got a chance?
I don't think that's chance. I think that it's over.
Yeah, I see. Maybe the best, at the best, maybe they say, hey, when you got some free time, can you come and, you know, maybe produce some shows for us? You know, give us some, you know, get your input, movies, maybe.
We're prematurely talking because technically Wonder Woman and Aquaman are still part of the Snyderverse.
Yes.
Technically. Yeah. So it's not dead completely. Right. We just don't know how far it's going
to
go.
They did cancel this movie, which was the Batman, was the Michael Keaton Batman, supposed to be in this Batgirl movie, which was supposed to spin off from, was supposed to spin off from the Flash movie that's not getting canceled, apparently. And God knows what's going on.
Well,
what's going on, DC?
About what happened. So, did you see about after, you know, all Comic-Con stuff, that Aquaman, Ben Affleck is coming back as Batman?
Yeah, he's doing some photography for Aquaman 2 because apparently they need the Batman in that script.
Apparently, so. Michael Keaton recorded those.
Really?
Pieces, and then they scrapped it.
Ah. See, I didn't know that. The plot thickens with Michaela. The plot thickens with Michaela.
Twitter. It's all on Twitter.
It's all on Twitter. I don't know. I don't mess with Twitter. That's Tarek.
All over Twitter.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think they just need to roll with the Snyderverse, man. Like it's too stuck in history now.
Yeah.
And all those little spinoffs.
Yeah.
We're going to just distract. It was like you're throwing all the darts
at
the board at the same time.
Yeah.
And I saw, and again, on Twitter, like you said, Michaela, it's like, I saw where the new direction is to follow one direction and worry about quality over quantity at DC. I hope that's true.
Yeah, and there was a phone call. There was a shareholders meeting phone call where Zaslav was talking about all that stuff. And he said that DC is going to have now a 10-year plan. They want to emulate what Marvel has done as well. And a bunch of stuff that I don't know if I need to quote him or not. And it's definitely, if you want to look it up and be enterprising, you can find. But definitely he said,
we're at a point where we swap.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, we're Marvel's on the rebuilding phase and DC's on the come up. That would be great. That would be great if Aquaman 2 is awesome. And Ezra, King of the Cold, Miller, even if his movie's good, it'd be great.
The Reverse Flash.
The comic book world, you know what I mean? But they got to retool. They had to. It was going all over the place.
Yeah. It's wild and crazy. I definitely from the notes of what he was saying, I think they're going to tweak Flash as well. They're going to be probably more additional photography or whatever, something's going to happen to it or whatever how it currently sits. We're probably not going to see that by the time it finally comes out.
I think they should put Flash up against Aquaman or Mira and have them kill each other off and end all their problems.
They would definitely need Snyder for that and need to make it dark and moody.
But you look at Ezra Miller and
you're
okay, maybe Amber Heard's stuff isn't as bad as we thought.
We'll see.
Better news.
Yeah.
Did you see that Giancarlo Esposito?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Met with Marvel Studios.
Yes, that's also what's been breaking in the news as well. Giancarlo Esposito's talking about there's a video there where he was at a Comic-Con or some kind of interview or meeting.
There was a Comic-Con this weekend. I don't know where it was, but like it looked pretty cool.
Right.
He was talking about the level of San Diego.
Yeah, like he was hyping it up, like, you know, like he was about to get in a WWE wrestling match. but he was talking about all the roles that he was considered, or that the rumors are out about him, about Magneto and even Dr. Doom.
He
put out in the universe. He said, I'd prefer doing Professor X. He even said that a sit down, a meeting with Marvel, and he is going to, you know, he's waiting for a phone call actually, and that this is normal. This is a normal normal practice, right, Tarek?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Marvel is they test people. They didn't hold test seats.
Right.
Test shoots and test scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely normal.
Yeah.
Especially a star at his level. If he says he wants to play something, then they test him at it, and then some big wigs will figure it him. It's kind of ironic. He's kind of like being at Bought Industries.
The voice. He's the guy, man.
You know, it's like the same thing. Like, who tests the best?
Yeah.
I would love to see him as Professor X.
Yeah, I think that would be dope.
I'd rather that than Magneto, but don't, you know.
I hope they keep the Jewish thing with Magneto if they go that route.
Listen, I could see Giancarlo Esposito as Sinister.
Yeah. That would be cool, too.
He's been good in everything.
Yeah. I think that would be really good. But we could only hope. Wait and see, you know. Hopefully. He's definitely going to do something. You don't take a meeting with Marvel, and nothing happens. You know what I mean? Usually. I mean, so. Hopefully something will happen. There you go. That's the world.
Well, that's not true. You take a lot of meetings. A lot of.
Yeah. Hopefully something will happen. Because there's definitely a lot of rumors, and he's such a great actor. And I think maybe he's getting tired of the antagonist. What do you say, Tarek?
No, he's been an antagonist his whole life. I can't think of something where he hasn't been. Even if you go back to the Spike Lee days.
Yeah.
It's like, always that guy.
Maybe that's why he's gravitating to the Professor X role, that he would prefer that better.
I just think it's an interesting role. I think if you're going to make a parallel, which a lot of people do, between Professor X is Martin Luther King and Magneto's Malcolm X.
Mm-mm.
You want to be the guy that plays Martin Luther King. Because Denzel's already done Malcolm X. If they get Denzel and Giancarlo Esposito, it'll be dope. But I have a feeling if they did that, Spike Lee would direct it. It'd be awful.
I don't know, man. I think if Denzel Washington as Magneto would be dope, but I don't know how they would do the Jewish thing. I don't know. There has been black Jews, right? Tarek?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. The way you said black Jews kind of threw off.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It could be done.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Davis Jr.
It could be done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Donald Glover is Jewish.
There you go.
I have no information on that. I'm just making it up. Nope, feels right.
It could be done. They could make it happen. Movie magic. Let's see what else is happening here.
Marvel news. Sorry, mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But Rosario Dawson also spilled something.
Yes, that's exactly. We're on the same wavelength. We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. I'm
share it right now. But bam, Daredevil star confirms Jon Bernthal will return as the Punisher. Rosario Dawson spilled in the beans.
Man, that girl has had not had a meeting with Disney.
Yeah, well, you know, she got a lot of stuff going on, I guess.
The snipers are off.
Yeah.
The Feige snipers.
Well, you know, she didn't necessarily confirm it.
Yeah, you know, she did. Kind of.
She said. Yeah, said a little birdie to her there. There's actually a video if you want to. Here's the quote right here. So I feel like it's my second chance because that's the only one of the shows I wasn't in, and I love Jon Bernthal. So let's all make it happen collectively, guys.
She wasn't in that. You're right. I thought she was in Punisher for some reason.
I think she was in because she was in season 2 of Daredevil, and the Punisher was
in
that.
Luke Cage.
Right? And she was in Luke Cage. Yes.
She was in Luke Cage. Yeah. Yeah. Coffee with her, I think.
Right. Something like that. I think there was a scene too. I think they were fighting her.
Part of that quote?
Or maybe I'm confused with Daredevil. Oh, is there?
Yeah. I have it up right here, like her video. And, uh-huh. And she says that she found out yesterday that the Punisher was happening.
Right.
Like she says it in the video. And that like she hopes it gives it a chance for her to be in that.
Right.
So that's something that's probably going to be announced at D23, but she probably spilled the beans a little too early.
Quite possible. Quite possible. Is this a new thing?
I just want it to be as grimy. Like Punisher and Daredevil, I just want it to be as Netflix.
Yeah. No.
I mean, that's one, you know, not that Jessica Jones wasn't terrible. My interest was.
Sorry, Speedy.
I want them to keep that vibe. Like, don't make it like Ms. Marvel had its demo. Don't make it like that, you know?
Right. No, I think it's definitely going to be gritty. If it's not, it's definitely going to be a big disappointment. And they have so many episodes, too, they're going to have to do for Daredevil. That was a big announcement. That's going to be a long show for Disney Plus. If it's just mediocre or best. And not gritty, the Daredevil. It's going to be a long, long, drawn out show trying to follow. You know, I don't think the fans will be happy about that. I don't think that'll be a win. But She-Hulk looks interesting, though. I'm kind of more that I see little trailers and teasers for it. I'm getting more and more interested in the show now. How about you? How about you, Tarek? You like it, Michaela?
Oh, I'm excited about it. I mean, not like as excited about like seeing Daredevil come back, but.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be some funny thing that's in the middle of between two films type of thing.
Cool. What about you, Tarek? As we're getting closer to She-Hulk, are you getting a little more excited? Things you're seeing online or? Nah.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No?
listen, again, it's one of those things. I'm definitely going to watch it.
Okay.
I love the actress.
Yeah, she's great.
I love the actress. I like the character in the comic books. It's just not, I don't know, maybe the timing of it and the mood that they're trying to like convey, at least in the trailers,
right.
I'm not necessarily a big fan of.
Well, we'll see what happens when it finally drops, and we'll finally see if it's gonna be good or not, or it's gonna be.
We're getting more She-Hulk probably than we're ever gonna get Hulk.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I think Hulk is done just because of the little snafu with the rights and Universal and stuff like that. But Ray Fisher's out here being petty, bro. So he says Ray Fisher reminds DC Films Walter Hamada he doesn't have a job.
Damn, Ray.
Yeah. Let's see. I get the screenshot of the whole Twitter, the whole tweet. Where's the tweet at?
Ray could be from Harlem or something. We need to know.
You know, he's got beef.
I think Walter Hamada is going to financially be okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Walter Hamada will be fine. Well, Walter Hamada, here it is right here. Walter Hamada feigning outrage and pretending to quit a job he knows he's being replaced at is quite a vibe. And he's talking about the report that Walter Hamada was on the brink of exit after that girl was canceled. Yeah. So, you're Fisher, man. You're Fisher out here banging his chest. He's still upset. He got the Snyder Cut. What got released, man? Relax. Everybody saw you. Everybody saw the portrayal of Cyborg that you're most proud of. So, you know, that's it. Let's see what happens.
Has to fight Josh Whedon.
Yeah, celebrity boxing match. Celebrity death match. We need that show to come back.
Yeah. That's the only way he's gonna be happy.
So I had talked about earlier while Warner Brothers Discovery is offering new projects for Leslie Grace and the directors. Apparently they did a couple episodes of Ms. Marvel too, right?
Yes, they did. But I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that they gave them anything.
I don't know if they will want to come back. It's like, man, I'm guys going to do a project for you. And then, you know, you guys are going to pull it in post-production. We're getting really close, you know, after you pull all this work in.
Yeah, you tend to not turn down Warner Brothers if they want to give you money. You tend to just take it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it, but, you know, I don't know.
Not if Ken Feige is at the other door.
The problem went back to Cleveland.
Yeah, if Kevin Feige's, you know, giving them more projects and stuff like that, or they're a little busy, so I'd be like, oh, sorry, Warner Brothers. I can't free up some time for your, you know, possible show that may or may not come out.
I have heard or saw again on Twitter that they are looking to hire someone who worked in the MCU, who's under Kevin Feige to kind of come in. But I don't know how true that is. That's just something I saw right before the show.
Like a second-hand man for Kevin Feige.
Yeah, they are looking for somebody to usher in that 10-year plan for DC. And hopefully they find him. Hopefully they find him. Who could it be? Who could do it?
Joey franchise,
yeah. So I like Joey walks into the studio today. And he goes, "Man, I can't be live today, man. I got a bunch of stuff I gotta do." Yeah. And I was like, "Don't worry about it, bro."
Joey's writing.
He might be. He doesn't want to tell us, man. He's like,
NDA.
He literally walked into the studio and he literally said, "Oh, well, what are we doing? Oh, wait, we're gonna talk about Batgirl. Oh, I can't do the show today."
Right, I signed an NDA.
Oh, man, I think that's it for the show today, guys. I think we hit all the things, unless I'm forgetting something, Michaela. You're the topic, please. Bullet Train. Did you see it? I want to go see it.
I did watch Bullet Train.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. I mean, I thought it was... I don't think it was the best movie I've ever seen. Yeah. But I think that it did its job. I think it was fun. I think the action was really good. They had some cameos that I think are worth just seeing alone because it was from the same person who directed Deadpool 2. So they do have some pull with some good old actors that can make cameos. But I thought it was fun. I think Aaron Taylor-Johnson like really stole the show. And Brian Tyree Henry.
Okay. How was Bad Bunny? To be honest,
Bad Bunny was like crap. I don't know why they even brought him in.
Just, he was just the bad guy for a couple scenes.
Just for a couple.
Or scenes.
Then he was Elm for a fight scene for real.
Mm.
Then he was dead for real.
Spoiler.
So I mean, Bullet Train. You could see in the trailer that what the fate of everyone is.
Well, yeah.
Is that only in theaters right now, or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, only in theaters. I think it's worth going to the theaters to watch it, in my opinion.
I think my wife wants to see it, so I have to take her.
And then I also saw Nope, which I know Tarek saw on Nope.
Yeah, and what did you think about Nope?
I liked it. I honestly liked it better than Us. And I'm
really
pretty sure Tarek said that he liked at least out of all three Jordan Peele movies.
Why did you...
I liked it better. I thought one, the concentration on that family, I thought was good. I think that Us did too much in a movie. I think Jordan Peele wanted too much out of it and introduced a lot of things that got kind of confusing to the viewer. But I feel like this one, its point came across easier. No, I don't think that Us was a terrible movie. I just, in the ranking of it all, I think Get Out was the best. This one was second, and then the third was Us, in my opinion.
Okay, I can respect that.
It was close.
I've seen breakdowns of this movie afterwards. It makes me want to rewatch it.
Yeah, I definitely want to rewatch it.
Yeah, I want to see what I missed.
Okay.
But I'm not a Us fan. Maybe it's just because I had a scary carnival in it. I don't know.
Maybe. But I don't know. I feel like the message of exploitation within either animals or, you know, black entertainers, it just made you, made me feel for it more. It was like, wow, like this is like kind of eye opening.
Yeah, it definitely had a better message.
Yeah.
Parables, and probably a little more suspenseful. Like, how are they going to do this and pull this off? But I think I got to watch it again. I think you should watch it also.
I'm going to check it out. Definitely.
I really want you to watch it so you can mispronounce the actor's name. The main actor.
Right. Well, you know, I tried to mess Zaslav's name up. You know, I can't. I don't know why. Tried to add it to the list of names that I butcher here on the show. Tarico, am I forgetting anything else we want to talk about today?
No, I think, I mean, we can't go into every little rumor on DC. I think you got that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in a point of life where I'm watching old shows again. Like I'm watching Invasion.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
I'm watching Rick and Morty right now.
I actually have to ask you guys a question.
I'm watching that. Shadows, but yeah, we can all touch on that when they're all done.
I have to ask you a question, Tarek, as a Indian / actor. Have you ever watched Nathan For You? And the second question is, are you currently watching the rehearsal?
What was the first one?
Have you ever watched Nathan For You?
No.
And are you currently watching the rehearsal?
Not that either.
I don't know. I don't know your type of humor. I don't know specifically what you enjoy, but I feel like you should have Nathan For You a watch and the rehearsal. They're both on HBO Max. Nathan For You was done a couple of years ago. And then the rehearsal is going on right now. And it's made by a comedian, Nathan Fielder, who is just insanely funny, but, like, so real. I just thought, I don't know, I just wanted to give that recommendation out there because this season kind of reminded me of you and, like, humor and also acting.
But I didn't even know the show existed.
Yeah, it definitely
I better go watch it before Discovery cancels HBO Max completely.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing about HBO. You can go on there and it'll be like, hey, watch this show. You're like, oh, when did this come out? 2018. Oh. Yeah. Like, I probably will like it because I do enjoy watching Hacks on HBO.
Cool. Cool, it's cool, cool.
Out there. It's like the reality show, but it's like definitely out there.
Yeah, okay.
All right, guys. We're going to sign off right now. Thank you so much for joining me here on the live show. Michaela, let me know how they can follow you.
Instagram, Mika Fig. And on YouTube, Adult Adventure Time. And we actually just got off the Disney Wish. So you could see our adventure on the Disney Wish in the Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge.
Oh, nice. Tarek, let them know how they can follow you, sir.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and on YouTube. And I'll also probably be doing laundry at some point this week.
When I just pulled up on. Yeah. Of course, you can follow me at DJ Speedy JR. All the socials. Thank you much for joining us here. Thank you so much for joining us here on Geek Culture Congress. Give us a like on the, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Give us a like on Facebook. And that's three words. Look us up, Geek Culture Congress, on both platforms. Put them together for Instagram. And, of course, you can listen to the audio version of this podcast anytime. Tell your smart speaker to play Geek Culture Congress podcast, and it will. And we have a bunch of exclusive stuff always on the audio feed. Reviews of movies and interviews and stuff like that. Still going through interviews from Tampa Bay Comic Con 2021 and MegaCon 2021. I am horrible, yes. But we will get it done eventually. Thank you so much for joining us here on the live show. Have a good one, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.